Energy and budget issues dominated a political forum Tuesday in Fairbanks, featuring seven candidates for governor. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The six Republicans and one Democrat at the Greater Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce Forum all declared their support for building a pipeline to transport natural gas from the North Slope to Alberta, Canada, or Valdez, or the Kenai Peninsula, depending on who was speaking. Alaska's governor, his two leading Republican rivals, and a Democrat at the forum all disagreed on how to get the pipe built and how to get the gas that will come out of it to market. The most heated exchanges occurred between Governor Sean Parnell and Ralph Samuels, the former Anchorage lawmaker and State House Majority Leader, and Bill Walker, a Fairbanks lawyer and entrepreneur. Parnell backs the Alaska Gasline Inducement Act, or AGIA. It's a measure that Parnell inherited from his predecessor, former Governor Sarah Palin. AGIA calls for construction of a gas pipeline that follows the oil pipeline to Delta Junction, then splits off eastward into Canada to connect to a pipeline system there. Walker, a former Valdez mayor and city council member, says it's time to stop decades of analysis and instead get to work on a different pipeline.
Stop studying, start building.
Walker said he'd abandon the AGIA plan and quit paying $500 million to a Canadian firm to manage the project, and instead he'd press for construction of an all-Alaska line that would run along the existing oil pipeline corridor, all the way from the slope to Valdez.
Let's build the all-Alaska line. Let's get an economy to Fairbanks. Let's get cheap energy in Fairbanks. I'm tired of Alaskans having the highest cost energy in the nation, and you're 500 miles from energy Mecca.
Samuels says an all-Alaska pipeline is too expensive and that AGIA won't work. And it's typical of what he says is a lack of strong leadership by Parnell. Samuels says he voted against AGIA when he was in the legislature and that changes in the natural gas market now make a line to Valdez impractical. Samuels now backs construction of a smaller pipe called the Bullet Line to bring natural gas from the slope to Fairbanks, then to South Central and on to the Kenai Peninsula.
I wholeheartedly disagree with Bill. I don't think it's realistic to go to Valdez. Now, that being said, what we can do is Alaskans can be willing to invest in ourselves and get a small diameter line. It's the fastest way.
Hollis French, the lone Democrat at the table, stressed the need for, quote, a big pipe, big enough to bring gas from the slope to make it worth a company's time and money to build and bring down the cost of natural gas.
What you need is a big pipe, because a big pipe carries lots of gas, and that's how you get the price down to where you can afford it. You need private industry to build this project, because they know more about this than government ever will.
And to help make it happen, French, a state senator from Anchorage, said rebuilding the Hall Road would be his top priority transportation project. Although all the candidates said they'd promote more mining, French and Republican Sam Little both said they oppose the Pebble Mine, a controversial open-pit mine proposed for southwestern Alaska. Walker, Samuels, and Parnell all said they're inclined to favor Pebble, but that more information is needed and that in any case the project should be allowed to get through the permitting process. A few questions near the end of the forum required the candidates to depart from their standard talking points. One question required the Republicans to declare who they'd be supporting in the race for Lisa Murkowski's U.S. Senate seat. Would they back the incumbent or Joe Miller, the Fairbanks lawyer and darling of the state and national Tea Party organizations? The question clearly made Parnell uncomfortable.
Who will you be supporting in the upcoming race for the U.S. Senate seat?
Yeah, nice to have you stand up on that one. Frankly, I support well, I know, and listen, neither one has asked me for their endorsement. Both are my friends. I will work with either one. I work well right now with Senator Murkowski, frankly.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.